You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
I'm very pleased that Ariel Bogle can join you. She's an analyst at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute Cyber Centre and a former technology reporter at the ABC. Ariel Bogle, good morning. Good to talk to you.
Good morning.
If I asked you a few days ago to predict, would you have predicted that Facebook would do this?
Oh, gosh. I try to avoid predictions at the best of times, but it does seem quite a dramatic escalation. I guess we can put it in context that Facebook really does not want other governments around the world following in Australia's footsteps, and so have decided to, go with the nuclear option here.
The nuclear option, which means what? That all negotiations are over, or it's just their new card that they've decided to lay down?
Well, I guess we will see. I mean, as you just mentioned, Josh Frydenberg said that he was talking to Mark Zuckerberg this morning, and he sort of framed that as an ongoing discussion, so we will see. Facebook did warn that it would remove Australian news from the feeds of Australians back in October, really, when the news media bargaining code debate really kicked off. And it had gone silent because you might remember Google made similar threats about keeping Australian news links out of its Google News tab on the search homepage. And Google really was the focus of discussion and sort of in the rough and tumble with the government over the past few months. And Facebook kind of remained silent there until now.
So what do you think will happen now?
Well, I mean, I'm very focused in my work on misinformation, spread of misleading content on platforms like Facebook. And of course, Facebook is quite a notorious sort of vector for the spread of misinformation, whether it be about COVID, whether it be this kind of activities we saw in the United States leading up to the January 6th riot, you know, people spreading conspiracy theories and advocating for violent action against the US government. So it's in that mix, and that's where I am concerned, because if people can't access or share good quality news links in Australia, what will be left? Will it just be people's opinion posts, which could contain anything they want to say about COVID? We're just at the beginning of the vaccine rollout here in Australia, which, of course, is a very significant moment, and a theme around which there has traditionally been quite a bit of misinformation and concern and worry from the community. So it's important then too that good quality news and information about vaccines is able to reach them at the place where they are, which is often on Facebook, as much as we like to deny spending much time there.
So, Ariel, you're suggesting this morning that ultimately it's going to be Facebook that loses out more than news outlets like ours.
I don't know if I would say that. I think what we need to be focused on is the impact on users here in Australia. So, of course, there are significant impacts for news outlets here in terms of getting people to reach their content, eyeballs on their content. And Facebook has been delivering, you know, quite significant views to Australian publishers, on one hand, arguably extracting some value from having Australian news on their platform too, on the other side. But I think we do really need to be focused on the impact on the average Australian who uses Facebook, the users, and that's really where we will see Facebook's noise over the past few years about wanting to be a good public service, about connecting people for good, how that works in an era where you can't share any news outlet link, whether it be an Australian news link or an international one in Australia.
Ariel Bogle is with you, analyst at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute's Cyber Centre and a longtime former technology reporter here at the ABC before that. Ariel and everyone, have a listen to this. This is the Federal Communications Minister, Paul Fletcher, speaking on my old show News Breakfast just a few moments ago. This is his response to Facebook news.
Facebook needs to think very carefully about what this means for its reputation and standing. They're effectively saying on our platform there will not be any information from organisations which employ paid journalists, which have fact-checking processes, which have editorial policies. They're effectively saying any information that is available on our site does not come from these reliable sources. Now, I would imagine that on quite sober reflection, they'll start to become quite troubled about what that would mean for how their platform is perceived.
Do you think Facebook, Ariel Bogle, will become quite troubled about how the platform will then come to be perceived?
This reputational question is an interesting one. As I said before, it seems like Facebook really wants to head off other governments at the pass from following Australia down this route, because a lot of other governments, the United States, the European Union in particular, are looking at Facebook and whether it's a monopoly, whether it has too much power, and considering different ways of curtailing that power. Australia has gone with this route, and obviously Facebook is not a fan. But other governments may look at this too and perceive it not as a show of strength, but rather as a signal of that Facebook's noise about its dedication to news and good information is not, you know, all that they said it was. I mean, just to be clear, though, Facebook does say that it's going to continue having these kind of COVID information hubs on the platform for Australians, and also that it will continue its fact-checking partnerships here in Australia with AAP and AFP. It's not really clear, though, what kind of information will appear around the fact check, because in the past, sometimes Facebook would show you legitimate news information about COVID when a piece of information had been fact-checked. So whether you'll be able to see that, I mean, that's another question.
Well, the consequences, though, clearly, Ariel, are turning out to be really substantial, even in these early hours after the decision being made. I'm hearing that not only the big players are being taken down, a community radio station like Triple R has lost their news feed as well. And we are just hearing now from Darcy Hodgson, who here at the ABC, who runs our Facebook Live feeds, that the WA Fire Department and the New South Wales and ACT government sites have also been wiped. Ariel, we have a protocol here, particularly during our emergency broadcasting and during big fire incidents and all fire incidents, where we upload information constantly to Facebook. And that is one of our key places where we send out crucial fire information and emergency broadcasting information. So that has a big consequence for us and also for the community.
Yes, absolutely. The importance of the live stream video in particular, obviously the ABC takes most of the COVID press conferences from the Premier live, the bushfire live streams, and as you said, during, say, a bushfire season, that constant flow of new information. And I could see a scenario where Facebook does come back to the table about that sort of content, because really the reputational damage from Australians not being able to access good bushfire information would be so significant.
Was it an overreach by the federal government to try and force the big tech players into these agreements, Ariel?
Well, it's good. I mean, this is the million-dollar question. I mean, a lot of people have a lot of opinions about this code, whether it was the right approach, whether instead perhaps the government could have been more intent on taxing these kinds of entities and then using those funds to pass money to good public interest journalism, whether this model really was the best one. But it clearly has forced Google to the table, and it's interesting that Facebook thought it could hold out.
Ariel, really interesting to talk to you about this. Thanks so much for your analysis.
Thanks, Virginia.